Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is April 17th, 1958, and the title is Stage to Silver City. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long. So good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Stage to Silver City. For a period after the Civil War, Silver City, Nevada was the silver as well as the gold capital of the world. A series of well-planned and well-executed robberies began to constitute a serious threat to the economy of our country, which was slowly recovering from the ravages of the war between the states. As our story opens, a heavily laden Concord stage drawn by six lathered horses tops a rise of ground and careens crazily on its way, causing four of the five passengers to struggle to maintain their precarious positions.
By the great toll, my great aunt Cornelia. We almost turned over that time.
Old Jake, the driver, is set on killing all of us before we get to Silver City, Harvey.
Because he's trying to impress my ward, Julie, or because he's trying to protect your gold shipment, Court?
I'm not the least bit impressed, I can assure you. Just uncomfortable.
I'll put a stop to it, Julie. Hey, Jake! Had you stop them horses from running away?
Yeah! Julie, now, Dobby! Yeah!
Now, that leather-headed old goat, I'll put a bullet in him.
Never mind, Wirt. Leave Jake alone. Is that hombre next to you still asleep, Julie?
I guess he is. Though I'll be blamed if I can understand how he can sleep during a ride like this.
Maybe that serape he's wrapped in cushions him from the bumps. His sombrero over his face deadens the noise.
I'll deaden him if he don't stop leaning all over Julie that way.
Oh, he can't help it, Wirt. After all, he's asleep. And anyway, I don't mind.
Yeah, you don't have to prove your gunslinging ability on that hombre, Wirt. Your job is to protect the gold.
Green! Somebody's shooting at us! It's a bandit! Ah! Pancho! Green! Get out!
Reckon I'm gonna be able to show you I can handle my job, Court.
Not so fast, hombres. Keep your hands away from the holsters or the gun in my hand will be forced to shoot you.
Thunderation. That hombre was playing possum all the time.
Yeah, mask and all. No wonder he kept the sombrero over his face.
Si, senor. It is better you know this not for fooling.
Hold up that thing, brother. Pronto.
You and your partner work good together. Hope I can find out sometime how well you'll work along.
Don't do anything foolhardy, Wirt. Your life is worth more than the gold.
All right, driver. Throw down the gold box and your guns.
What box?
Pronto.
Here it is. And here's my guns.
Senor, not make the move toward the shoulder holster.
Now, don't you do anything foolhardy either, Cord. What Julie said made good sense.
That's good advice, senor.
Gracias, senor driver. What is this, hombres?
Oh, 1,000 pardons, senorita. I did not know this coach was graced by your presence.
Does that mean you're not going to rob us?
Mi compañero and I have no intention of disturbing the passengers.
Si, we want only the guns.
Correct. Collect them, amigo.
Fear to keep the hands high, you still covered, senores.
See here, I'm Harvey Baxter, United States Treasury Department Commissioner. This is my ward, Julie Mason. If harm comes to any of us...
Just do as I say and no harm will come to you, Senor Baxter. Senorita Mason.
I'm hoping to meet up with you two hombres again when you both ain't wearing masks.
I hope you get your hope. Are you sure you will know us?
I'm sure.
I got all the guns.
Come, amigo. Bueno. We will leave your guns here by the wayside, senores. Unfortunately, we have need of the gold box. We will have to take it with us.
Thanks to the fact that he admired you, Julie, we still have our valuables.
I have little appreciation for the admiration of a bandit.
Sorry, senorita. It's all part of a day's work.
Si.
cut the palaver. Let's get going.
I'm going to find you, hombre, and kill you.
Maybe you will, senor. Maybe you will not. All right, driver. Whip up those horses. Adios, senorita.
Yeah, beauty. Bronco, race. Yeah.
Those hombres, what was in the stagecoach when we stopped, but they watch us close, Cisco.
I know they are watching us, Cipriano. Keep on eating. No need for them to know we are watching them.
They not can make up their minds whether we are the ones who get the gold.
They recognize us, I'm sure. They probably wonder how we have the gold to come in and to eat after robbing the stage.
That hombre would say he's going to kill you. He's coming over this way, Cisco.
Boss wants your hombres over this table. If it was left to me, I'd kill you right now.
Kill us? At least not until after we have finished our meal, senor.
You heard me. Move. Pronto.
Hey, what you do?
Okay, come on up. Pull that chair out from under you, just like I did to your partner.
It's not a polite thing to do, hombre.
No skulking, thieving road agent gets politeness from word party.
The gunslinger.
That's right, you rawhide and jayhawk, and I'll get moving. I'll bend this barrel over your skull.
Cisco, he go for his gun.
I do not like threats, Maverick. So we will get rid of the gun.
Yeah. Let go of my wrist. Break it.
Drop the gun, Coyote. Yeah, gracias, senor. And for pulling that chair out from under me while I was eating, I will have to teach you a little politeness.
Bueno, Cisco, you knock him flat on his back.
Cisco.
Cipriano got that coyote's gun now.
Give it back to him, Cipriano. And now, Senor Word Party, with your kind permission, I will finish my meal. Will you please tell your boss that I will converse with him when I am through eating? And please do not disturb me again, or I will have to take your own gun and bend it over your skull.
You wall-eyed fitacarona!
Hold it, Word, hold it. Don't do something you won't live to regret.
Gracias, senor, for calling your gunslinger to heel.
But he's a...
He's a Cisco kid. If you're looking for a fast burial in a pine box on Boot Hill, go ahead and draw on him. All right. Here's your chair, Cisco. Go ahead. Finish your meal. Now, Professor, start pounding that piano again. All right, everything's under control, boys. Go on back to your tables. And I'd like to talk to you, Cisco.
Si, senor. Will you sit down, please?
Yeah, thanks. Draw up a chair, Wirt. Better clamp over that gun of yours in the holster and also over your mouth.
Go ahead with your food, Cipriano.
Food? Oh, si, si, Cisco. this pretty good eat you got here, senor.
Cord McClure, Cipriano.
Oh, senor Cord McClure.
All right. Where's my money, Cisco?
Your money, Senor McClure?
Yeah. Gold you took from the stage.
Oh, that gold. It is safe. It is buried where no one will find it.
What's the idea of hijacking my gold and then coming in here? You knew we'd recognize you in spite of the mask.
Could you tell me of a better way for an hombre to join your gang?
What gang?
What gold?
All right. Stop playing it cozy. That gold you got was from my own mine. I want it back.
You know, Senor McClure... I have a hard time remembering where Cipriano and I buried him.
Cipriano not remember you.
Belly full of lead will refresh his memory.
Shut up, Wirt. All right. What do you want, Cisco?
an equal share in your gang for mi compañero and myself.
Yeah, why bother to join us? You seem to do all right by yourself.
For one time. The next time, Pardee and your hombres would be waiting for me. You and I will both get more by working together.
Last I heard of the Cisco Kid, he was wearing law guns.
Ah, whichever side the best for Cisco, that the side that he wear his guns on. Yeah. Cisco the best with both guns, what Cisco wearing too.
Well, McClure, are we in or out?
Well, I reckon you're working for me, Cisco.
And Cipriano?
And Cipriano, too. Your first job is to go dig up that gold and bring it back.
Si, Señor Cord. For a share of it.
Yeah, that's my own gold. Gang only share in what we get from other mines.
Cipriano and I risked our necks to steal that box. We deserve part of what is in it.
How much?
50%.
50%?
You say the word and I'll give them both 100% of a trip down Salt River face down.
I figure Cisco's right, Word. You'll all be better off working together. 50%, eh? All right, you got it, Cisco. And I'm warning you, I intend to make it up out of the first half dozen jobs you do for me.
It is a deal. Cipriano and I will bring the money in. Your share of it, Señor Cord.
Just because you're part of the gang don't mean I'm forgetting what happened. I'll be waiting for you to step out of line, Cisco. When you do, I'll kill you.
Come in quickly.
Gracias, Señor Baxter.
Are you sure no one saw you come in the back entrance of my office, Cisco?
No one followed me, Señor.
Where's your partner, Cipriano?
I left him with the horses. Why?
I had no idea he was your partner. You sure surprised me when you pulled that holdup of the stage.
I was just as surprised to find you, the United States Commissioner, riding on it. I am glad you gave no indication you knew me.
When I asked you to join Cord McClure's gang to find out how they get their information about the gold shipments, I didn't know you'd go into action so swiftly.
What better way is there to become a member of the gang than to steal a gold shipment from McClure himself?
It's a clever and daring piece of business, Cisco. Have you contacted him yet?
See? Cipriano and I are already members of the McClure gang. Right now, we are supposed to be getting the gold I took from the stage.
You'll return it to him, and then what?
I'm only returning 50% for the present.
50%? Why?
I am sure McClure will have to report the loss of half his own money to his silent and secret partner, the hombre or señorita who is giving him the information about the gold shipments.
What makes you so positive McClure has a partner, Cisco?
Do you think the hombre who masterminded this scheme to steal the gold would not cut himself in on McClure's one legitimate mine?
Well, yes, I guess he would.
Unless I am very much mistaken, McClure is using that mine as a cover. When he ships stolen gold, he pretends it comes from his own mine.
If you're right, it's quite an ingenious plan. As you say, the work of a mastermind. You won't have an easy time finding out who he is.
My keeping 50% of the gold will force McClure to show his hand, Señor Baxter. We will soon know who the big boss really is. Yeah, I must leave now.
Be careful. If one of Cord McClure's men should see you leaving my office, you'll have an instantaneous death.
And if Cisco is seen, Harvey Baxter's words may come true. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy. And be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new butternut wheat bread. The finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. virtually melts in your mouth, turns to a crisp golden brown, tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Stage to Silver City. Cisco, with Pancho's great-uncle Cipriano, presumably robbed the stagecoach to Silver City of the gold it is carrying. Cisco does this in an effort to join the gang of Cord McClure. Later, Cisco confers with Harvey Baxter, the U.S. commissioner, who asked Cisco to undertake this dangerous job. Harvey warns Cisco that if McClure's men suspect they are working together, Cisco will be killed. Now, Cisco approaches the spot where he left Cipriano and the horses.
Hola, Cipriano.
Hola, Cisco. It's better for we to hurry and get out of here before we see him. Quieto, Ignacio.
That mule of yours seems to be working for the bandidos. He always brays at the wrong time. Go ahead, mount up.
Si, Cisco. Oh, that senorita ride this way.
Santos, it's the senorita from the stagecoach.
Whoa, boy. Just a minute, mister. I want to talk to you.
Si, senorita?
And don't pretend you don't know me. If there's an ounce of rain beneath that big sombrero on your head, you'll return that money you stole and leave this part of the country.
What money, senorita?
Oh, I don't know why I wasted my time. I might have known you'd take this attitude.
What attitude, senorita?
You're exasperating. I thought perhaps you weren't all bad, that you might reform.
That is a very kind and charming thought on your part, senorita.
Oh, what's the use?
Cisco, that senorita going to tell the sheriff now.
I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'll give you time to get out of town and keep riding before I do tell him. But if I ever see you in town here again, I'll... Take your hand off me.
Madre mia.
That slap across the face was quite unnecessary, senorita. I was only going to assist you to mount your horse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Usually, an hombre gets a slap in the face after he kisses a senorita. Since I have already collected the slap, I feel I am entitled to the kiss.
Santa Maria! Santa Maria! Santa Margarita! Santa Cristobel!
Now, if you want to slap me again, you have a reason.
Giddy up. Giddy up, man.
Hasta luego, senorita. We will meet again.
Cisco, are you begging for us to be thrown into the jail?
Do not worry, Cipriano. That senorita is going to be of great help to us. Adios, senorita mia. Partiamo, help!
Go, Ignacio. Go.
Got the high sign, Malik. There's somebody in your office to see you.
Who is it, Word?
I don't know. Whoever it is, use the back entrance. I didn't see nobody go through that door.
All right, come on.
All right.
I don't see anyone in here.
There, behind the door.
Hello, Word.
Howdy, Mr. Baxter.
Howdy, Harvey. Would you leave us alone, Wirt? This is private.
No. Let him stay, Cord. Wirt's guns may be the solution to our predicament.
The silent partner. The hombre you've been getting the information from about the gold shipments.
That's right, Wirt. Cord, I want to tell you
about... No. Let me tell you first, Harvey. It's about the Cisco Kid.
I know all about it. That's why I'm here.
News travels fast.
Faster than you think. Cisco came to my office right after he left you, Cord. He told me about the deal he made with you and the fight he had with Wirt.
Your office? What do you got to do with him?
I told you the main office in Washington was getting suspicious about so many gold shipments being stolen.
Yeah, you told me. What's that got to do with Cisco?
Plenty. Before Washington decides to send out an investigator, I decided to hire one of my own to find out whether these robberies can be traced to me.
What did I tell you, Cord? That snake, Cisco...
Shut up, Word. You put Cisco up to spying on me without telling me, Harvey?
Didn't you hear what I said? I told you I wanted to find out how much could be traced back to me. I said I suspected the McClure gang and asked Cisco to help in the name of the government.
Oh, law and order itself. What'd you tell Cisco to rob that stage for?
I didn't tell him to. That was his own idea, so he'd have a bargaining point to use to get into the gang. I was as much surprised when he held up the stage as you were.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny about Cisco, I mean. Yeah, him reporting to you and you reporting to me.
It's so funny, it's going to cost him his life. He figures the gold will cause you to lead him to me. I figure it'll cause you to lead him to his death.
Hold on.
Wait for Cipriano, Cisco. Oh, Ignacio.
Oh,
why does that mule brain now, Cipriano?
Because he's glad we come to a halt. Maybe it'd be a better idea if Cipriano send himself back to Hermosillo. Because the trouble we're walking into makes Cipriano think he never get back there.
Have no fear. Nothing will happen to you.
Cisco, there that cord McClure hombre and some of his bandidos over at that table.
They're waiting for us to return, and for the money.
Yeah. Sad to see you back so soon, Cisco. Pull up a chair. Yeah, you too, Soprano.
Si, senor.
Here is your gold, McClure, in these saddlebags.
They're only half as heavy as they ought to be, a four-flush and ten horns. Keep them hands on the table where I can see them, Cisco.
What party? A brave hombre when you have a gun pointed at me from under the table.
I'll do what word says, Cisco. He's got good reason to kill you.
What about you, McClure? I lived up to my part of the bargain.
Yeah, you sure did. Harvey Baxter told me.
Senor Harvey Baxter?
Keep that voice low. He won't talk again at all.
What has Harvey Baxter to do with all this?
Where do you figure the 50% of the gold you kept would lead you, Cisco?
I don't have to figure. I know it leads to a bunk on Boot Hill. And you go to draw on me, Cisco, you're going to get a belly full of bullets.
Yeah, we're in the clear with the law. Going to witness you drew first.
If I die, McClure, you and Party will also. I can shoot twice before I am dead.
We'll see about that.
Hell, hold your fire, Wirt. It's the sheriff.
You, Cisco Kid, get them hands high up over your head.
See, Senor Sheriff, my hands are raised high, as you can see.
I got some questions.
Hey, get Cisco. Hey, he's going for his gun.
Miss me, you coyote.
Hey, what's going on here?
Before you mavericks get the chance.
Oh! Bueno, Cisco, you shoot the guns out of both of those mavericks' hands.
Just a minute. I'll take that gun, Cisco.
You can have it now, Senor Sheriff, and these two banditos.
Get Cisco, Wirt.
I'm placing the whole kit and caboodle of you under arrest.
It's either you or arrest.
This time it is going to be you, Wirt Party.
And now for you, Claude McClure.
I'll silence you if I have to.
You'll never get the chance to draw that knife.
And for trying to.
That's the way, Cisco. You knock him out cold. Cisco, look out. That wart hombre come up behind you.
Rush up and back of me, party. When I can grab you, flip you over to my head.
What in tarnation kind of a three-ring circus is this?
After you round up Harvey Baxter and McClure's gang of hombres, Senor Sheriff, and drag Party and McClure over to the jail, you will learn you have captured the bandidos who have been stealing the gold around here, and that you have put an end to those robberies.
You see, Cisco, Senorita Julie, Ignacio agree with me, too. That herd of cattle's not even worth to be a rustle.
You might be wrong, Cipriano. From what you said, you're not exactly an old hand at being a cowboy.
I do not think Cipriano is looking at that herd with the eye of a vaquero, Senorita Julie. He is sizing them up as the butcher of Hermosillo.
Si, the very best butcher in all Hermosillo.
The very best? Well, think of that.
Si, si, the very bestest of all.
How many butchers are there in Hermosillo, Cipriano?
Just one, me, Cipriano. Oh, come on, Ignacio. We go look at those steers. Quieto, Ignacio. There's nothing for you to laugh about.
Oh, I hope he isn't angry, Cisco.
I am sure it will not last very long, senorita. All of Pancho's family seem to have a tendency to brag a little. This will take him down a peg.
Oh, if anyone has a right to brag, it's you, Cisco. You really took chances going after McClure and his gang.
I am sorry your guardian, Harvey Baxter, was one of them.
I was glad to find out about him. And angry that I didn't suspect sooner.
Do not be angry, Senorita Julie. If you had not sent the sheriff after me when you saw Cipriano and myself riding into town, I might not be here now.
Oh, I was angry at you then, Cisco. I'm sorry. It was because...
I think it was because I kissed you, no?
Oh, no. Well, that is... Tell me what you think after this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Cipriano.
All those bandidos get what they deserve. They all go to jail.
That is the penalty for breaking the law. Coyotes like that always end up in jail. Pancho can tell you how many times he has seen that come true when you return to Hermosillo.
Pancho all better from the measles, the mumps, and the chicken pox, no, Cisco?
Well, that was what the last letter I received from Uncle Jose said.
Cipriano be glad to see Uncle Jose, just like you be glad to see Pancho. When you last see Pancho, Cisco?
Oh, several weeks ago, in Flagstaff, before he went to Hermosillo.
Flagstaff?
Si, there's a city in Arizona.
Oh, si, si. Pancho's Uncle Jose tells Cipriano that he wants in Flagstaff.
Oh, Uncle Jose was in Flagstaff?
Si. That's when Uncle Jose tried to be a flagpole sealer. But he had to give it up.
He had to give it up? Why?
Because he always sleep down to half mast.
Oh, Cipriano!
Cisco!
Happy Hablo!
Go, Ignacio!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper. An actual, true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt. When you buy butternut, you can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.